You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You just raised your voice at someone who's simply disagreeing with you. You have interrupted me throughout this entire exchange, and rather than speaking respectfully and considerately, you raise your voice at me because you're uncomfortable. You are uncomfortable at being spoken to by someone who doesn't agree with you and recognize you don't know what you're talking about.
Gentlemen,
you're going to get in my face.
Enough of that. Man, I'm telling you, that was a schlap fest is what that was. Matt Schlapp going at it with a guy named Jason Johnson over at MSNBC, sort of a liberal professor type. And joining us on the line right now, nonetheless for wear, is Matt Schlapp. Good morning to you, Matt.
Morning, guys. I can see why people worry about sending their college-age kids to campus.
I'm telling you, that was I've seen some good fights over the year on television. That was one of the most intense things I think I've witnessed in a very long time. What was it like afterwards when all that was over?
He told me that it was just part of the job, and I didn't kind of know what that meant. But I think that the part that I don't usually get hot. Most people who watch me on television say, "Hey, yeah, how do you keep your cool when you're talking to someone who is you disagree with so much?" And I got hot because he called my friend a racist. I mean, Sean Spicer, someone to go to church
I should back up and let people know this was all about that interaction between Sean Spicer and April Ryan, the reporter, and you were on MSNBC to discuss whether or not, you know, it had been a disrespectful exchange of ideas.
Yeah, I mean, look, April Ryan is a friend of mine. I do think she asked a perfectly reasonable, respectful question. And Sean, I think, got real feisty with her, too feisty with her. But I sometimes give Sean a little grace because that's one of the toughest jobs for a Republican to do, to face the press every day. And, you know, I actually talked to April after this exchange because she's someone I keep in regular contact with. She's a great journalist. But, you know, I just don't think we should casually throw around the word racist. And when I get told that that Sean Spicer's a racist and that Donald Trump's a racist, it's just, after a while, it frustrates you. And in this exchange, I was told that I was not allowed to comment on race because I don't know what it's like to have racist treatment.
You were told that by whom?
By this Dr. Johnson.
Oh, by the guy you were going against, right.
Yeah, and my view is if you're going to call my friend a racist, or if you're going to say I'm a racist because I support Donald Trump, then you know what? I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah, well, it was in one of those most memorable encounters I've seen. So have you been asked back?
I have been. Matter of fact, I would say they semi-apologized, and they said they definitely wanted me back, and they said they'd like me on the set in New York. So I think I have a good relationship with the network. I'm one of the conservatives that goes on MSNBC regularly, and they treat me very well.
Well, sir, I would just like you to know that Sean Spicer is a racist, and you are a friend of Sean's, and based on the communicative properties of racism, you therefore are a racist, and I think that's the end of this the discussion.
Now he wants
right
to. Now he's going to start up with you.
No, you guys know me better. You know me better.
Yeah, no, we do. I just find it the racism card being thrown down at all times, and the fact that he tells you afterwards that that's just part of the job. I just think that that's wrong because it's not genuine, and I think there's something wrong with that. Let's talk about the Russia investigation, and the Senate Intel Committee has asked 20 people to be questioned in this Russia investigation, and apparently we're going to do it bipartisan. We're going to do this jointly and together. Do you truly believe that this is going to be a bipartisan effort?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bipartisan effort in both the House and the Senate. And Richard Burr is someone I know really well, and I think he'll do a great job. I think the one thing you have to remember is, and this came up with this MSNBC interview too, is the Democrats are still going to be Democrats and the Republicans are still going to be Republicans. There's this perception that somehow when it comes to these investigations, they shed their party affiliations. They don't. They'll be aggressive for their party's interests, but I also hope that each chairman and ranking member will fairly allow the American people to see the facts. And those facts also include, which looks more and more like totally inappropriate and misuse of executive powers on surveillance.
Yet I heard Charles Krauthammer, whom I respect, and I think Charles is a very fair man, and I think he has a good take on things. He pointed out that the closer the Devin Nunes gets to the truth and to exactly what happened as far as the unmasking goes, the louder you hear Democrats scream for him to recuse himself. So that's why I question whether this is going to truly be a bipartisan effort, since I think getting close to the truth may be an outcome that they don't like.
Look, the Democratic Party has Trump derangement syndrome. We've all seen it. They still can't get over the fact that he's the president, and they believe they can delegitimize him early in his presidency, and that'll prevent him from filling the forthcoming openings on the Supreme Court with strong conservatives and pressing forward on a very aggressive agenda. That's what this is all about. So although I think that both committees will, I'm hopeful they'll do a good job presenting the facts to the American people, at least the information we should see. Don't expect the Democrats to stop being Democrats. And part of the number one step in their playbook is to destroy the Trump presidency.
You know, as I look at this Russian thing, though, I mean, I'm coming to sort of a conclusion on it, that there is more and more and more evidence that indeed the Obama administration in its waning days was spying on the Trump campaign and the Trump transition effort in a very detailed way. I mean, it seems more and more there's a lot of there.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the issue of Russian collusion, I mean, there's a list as long as my arm of people who have seen the documentation and have come out and said in one way or another, there's not anything there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think sometimes in campaigns, and I've been on a couple of presidential campaigns, you'll have mid-level staffers who want to try to, you know, bring a bone home for the boss, you know, and they want to show that they're well-connected. And if anything else, this could be like the bumbling activities of the mid-level people who wanted to act like they were well-connected to places like Russia. The idea that Vladimir Putin, I mean, just think about this. This is the Democrats' charge. The idea that Vladimir Putin needed anyone's help to figure out how to hack our institutions is laughable. Russia is on the cutting edge of having the technological capabilities of listening in on conversations and hacking people. They don't need anyone's help. And the Trump campaign, believe me, had no role in doing any of that.
Yeah. In fact, when the Russians have actually officially sort of leaked stuff out from their intercepts, it becomes very clear they are very good at this.
They might be the best on the globe.
Yeah.
Just very quickly about healthcare here. Are we going to see another vote on healthcare, another stab at it happening soon?
I believe so. I think there are quiet conversations going on. Matter of fact, I'm literally driving to a meeting on the House side to talk about it. I think that I think there's a lot of Republicans who realize, and I just wrote a column for this in The Hill, that it would be political malpractice for the Republicans to go back to the voters in 2018 and say, yeah, we talked about repeal and replace, but, you know, we kind of moved on. I don't think that's going to work very well.
And I think the other thing they have to do is they have to get out, and maybe it's President Trump who has to get out there and explain everything to the American people, talk to the American people the way he did during the campaign. We're not stupid, but if you lay it out for us, we'll get it. And I think they really, really dropped the ball, as usual, on messaging. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. What's left of it?
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Brian.
Okay.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.